Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
I'm not going to mention his name, but I was out to dinner last night, and do you know the guy? Do you remember the guy? We were in Vegas. It was 4 in the morning. We started our show, and he was wasted. They had a bachelor party there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He actually was worked with one of my neighbors.
Didn't somebody pee on themselves?
Yeah. It was. I saw him last night at the bar, at a restaurant.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to talk about you. And he said, he's got two,
you and Charles
two kids
Davis,
that are now.
You and Charles Davis, neck and neck. Best person in the world.
He's got two kids. They must be 12. And I mean, that was a while ago now.
That would have been 2008.
Eight. Yeah.
Because we were there for the Super Bowl, right?
The kids were had to be 12, 15, 14, somewhere around there in that neighborhood.
Wow.
Yeah. So 13, 11, whatever they were. But
was he wasted at that time, or was
wasted.
He coming back from wasted? He was wasted.
Wasted. Yeah. Good times. I saw him. He said, hey, John. And I work with Terry. I mean, it doesn't tell you anything. I work with Terry. I was like, Terry, I was thinking Terry Yates, the lawyer, and it was like, no, my neighbor Terry. Oh, my God, you're the guy.
You're pissy in pants. Vegas. Do you know to this day, there's a guy that we call, it's not
piss
a great
pockets.
Nickname. Yeah, Piss Pockets. Have I told you the story? Oh, okay. I mean, it's a cool nickname, I think, Piss Pockets.
Yeah,
for
I
a guy.
Say that every once in a while.
Yeah.
Oh, Piss Pockets.
Piss Pockets, just when you get mad. Yeah. He was this guy. Got really trashed. I think he might have been trashed on more than just alcohol. And he was at a beach house in Galveston. Everyone had gone for, I remember I was on the way. I think I was on the way because it was
just
spring break during college.
Basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was. And this guy had peed on the ground. Oh, yeah. No, it wasn't just alcohol. He was wasted.
Yeah, it was something.
And he was peeing on the ground. And then he reached down to pick it up and put it in his pocket. He was trying to put the pee.
Oh, he wasn't drunk.
His,
he was doing something else.
In his pockets. And so that's how you unfortunately get a nickname that he doesn't know is his nickname of Piss Pockets.
Right. But he still doesn't know to
when
this
you
day
to,
that he did that.
Yeah, when you try to put pee into your pocket.
Yeah.
It's hard to put that genie back into the pocket bottle.
To this day, he doesn't know he did that.
Oh, okay. You're probably right about that, too.
Yeah. So,
although he had to, man, something smells like pee, but I don't have pee on me. I didn't pee in my pants.
Well,
you peed on the sidewalk, but it made it back onto your clothes.
Right. Picked it up and put it in your pockets.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So he had that going for him.
Randy wants to talk about Laramie Tunsil. Hey, Randy, how are you?
Hey, there's no way you trade Tunsil even for, even if you get good draft choices, you don't know if they're going to be good. Plus, you don't want to have a second-year guy that struggled his first year next to a, even if you move Howard to left tackle, you don't want to have a right tackle, and put Howard in a new position at left tackle to a guard going into his second year who struggled his first year.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer to sign him.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah, it was a no-brainer. I mean,
no, everything about it was the right move. Everything about it.
It's hard to.
You gave him the most money, but you know what? Oh, $2 million more than you. Than the other guys.
If he's a guard, yeah, you trade him for a first or a second, and you move on. He's not a guard. He's a left tackle, and you've already got Brown.
And he was excellent.
You've already got the horrific remembrance of Dwayne Brown's departure, where you could not get it fixed. Man, that was really. Really problematic when your left tackle, if you draft a rookie and your left tackle is not, your left tackle is not up to par and you've got a 5 foot, 10 and a half quarterback who's getting beat on. It's not great.
No.
And the worst thing you want to hear is when Bryce Young is slow to get up. Hey, he's boy, he has been hit all day, and oh man, Young, you hate seeing this. He is slow to get up right now. I can hear it go off in my head. Like I can hear the broadcast right now say that. He has taken a beating today, and boy, this is unfortunate. The Texans really miss having, of course, that could still happen if you have. You know what? If you draft Bryce Young, I think it may increase the importance of making sure you have a talented swing tackle or know that somebody is as good or better than Titus Howard to be a backup. Because if Laremy Tunsil goes down, you still have to protect him.
You already got that, Charlie Heck. What are you talking about?
I'm not going to listen to you anymore.
Okay.
I mean, Charlie's okay.
Charlie's okay.
I think I'd like to be better than Charlie.
Disrespect Charlie.
I'd like to be better than Charlie.
You know what? Now, just like Laremy Tunsil read that article in the Chronicle, now Charlie Heck's going to hear you
Charlie's
and say,
okay.
Watch this.
Charlie's okay. But he may end up becoming, I don't know that he'll get a second contract, but he's all right. I mean, I just want to get somebody who's a starting level backup, if that makes sense. Like a 61, you know, a 61 caliber player, which is low-end starter to really good backup. I think Charlie's still more of a 59, which is average, just an average backup.
That's fine. Every position isn't going to be.
If you're going to have a wee quarterback, make sure he's protected whether or not there's an injury.
He ain't getting on the field. It's going to be Howard and Tunsil, okay?
Well, I know, but if Tunsil's hurt, if he hurts his finger.
What?
What if he loses
his finger, okay. Tape it up, and get back out there?
Okay, here's a question. Yeah, that's his history. Here's another question. What if he loses a Louis bag that has all of his clothes, like his drip in it? Do you think he's going to actually play? No, I do not. Mm-mm. Until that bag is recovered. And I don't know if you've been keeping track of this. There's a big problem with baggage handling right now. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't like checking their bags anymore.
No. How are you going to lose it when you put it on the plane, you put it in the cupboard up there,
it.
And then you sit down? You don't lose that.
But a Louis bag.
He ain't
going to
lose
this,
his Louis bag.
But a Louis suitcase?
Well.
With all that, you can't bring that on the thing. You got to check it. That's what I'm saying. And if you're expecting him to play when those clothes are not safe, no.
All right, Mike Farron joins us on the other side talking MLB, MLB Network with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Billy Brown's with us right now. Billy Brown is always with us when we have a plumbing problem.
He's with us in our heart.
He is in our hearts.
Yeah.
You talk about a nice guy. Billy Brown is a nice, nice guy. He's funny, too. He's really crappy at golf, but he is a funny guy. Okay, so here's the deal. If you're if you don't care, if your pipes burst, you really don't care how well Billy plays golf, right? But you do care about getting that fixed. You do care about somebody coming over and giving you a fair estimate of what it's going to cost. You do want somebody that's going to come over free, not charge you just to show up at your house. You do somebody who's going to be prompt, somebody who's efficient, somebody who is educated on all the plumbing needs that you have. I mean, it's unbelievable what we've been through over the. I've never had needed a plumber for I don't know how many years. All of a sudden, I needed three in 3 weeks. And they were always right on the spot and doing a great job.
Yeah, AqueductPlumbingCompany.com, AqueductPlumbingCompany.com, or just give them a call just like John and I did. It's the best, whether it's a small deal or a big deal, they're the company to call. They're the company you can trust, 281-488-6238.
ESPN 97.5.
Texas Custom Patios, Stephen Schell, his company. They're in Houston, they're in Dallas, soon to be Austin. And, boy, they're really busy in Dallas as well. I mean, they're doing some big, big projects, but they do small projects, too. They just did they're in the middle of doing my kitchen that I'm adding onto my outdoor patio, outdoor living space that they added for me. Patio doesn't really honestly do it justice. It's an outdoor living space. It's really nice, and I don't have a tremendous amount of room. Some of you have much bigger houses than I have. I just have 2,400 square foot ranch home, and yet what they were able to do to build the outdoor living space onto the existing home, it looks like it was built there originally. It's incredible. They can turn your backyard into an oasis, from swimming pools to pool houses that go with it, outdoor kitchens as extravagant as you want, and a space that is going to truly take your life to the next level, not just the home. So make sure that you check them out online. Look at the before and afters at TexasCustomPatios.com. That's TexasCustomPatios.com.
Oh.
conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back. Mike Farron, host of Power Alley on MLB Network Radio and SiriusXM with Jim Duquette. He also covered, he was there wire to wire for the WBC. So, and he just got back late, and he got back late, and he's waking up and doing this with us, and we really appreciate it. Mike, thanks for joining us. We appreciate you getting up and doing this after the run that you had.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. I mean, I'm happy to talk about the WBC. It was pretty incredible event. So
your cohort on MLB Network, well, he did this on ESPN, not on the MLB Network, but Chris Russo had this to say about the Shohei Ohtani, Mike Trout moment.
We're going to make this out to be an epic at bat. Really? What has Gibson and Eckersley done in the World Series in Game 1 when Gibson hobbled around the bases and hit the home run against Eckersley, Dodgers A's in 88, one of the great home runs in the history of baseball?
World Series. Absolutely.
But hold it now. Did you see the headlines today? Epic at bat. Incredible moment. What? Yeah, but why? Because they're teammates? I mean, and Trout does nothing but strike out. Trout struck out twice in the game.
Okay.
He strikes out.
All right, we got to cut it there. So, Mike, I know you work with Chris, but can't Eckersley be and Kirk Gibson, can't that be an epic moment, and Trout and Ohtani be an epic moment both at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we have to have one epic moment, right? I think if you really wanted to go to epic moments, like, okay, Gibson's home run was in Game 1 of the World Series. Like, isn't Mazeroski's walk-off in 16 more epic?
Yeah.
You know, like, isn't McCovey lining out with the tying and winning runs in scoring position in what was the World Series against the Yankees at 62? Isn't that, like, it's a screaming line drive to Bobby Richardson? Like, isn't that more epic? I mean, yeah, I disagree with Chris. I mean, you're talking about, I think what was so unique about it wasn't that they teamed. It's that in a winner-take-all game, in a tournament, you had two of arguably the five best players of all time squaring off against each other. You have a guy in Mike Trout who does not strike out, quote-unquote, all the time. Now, he did climb last year. I'll give Chris that, but who is probably the best all-around player we've had in baseball since Willie Mays, against a guy that's doing things that not even being conceived of, right? Like, we compare Ohtani to Ruth a lot, and Ohtani has the benefit of age, which Ruth obviously didn't, but Ohtani's been a two-way player a lot longer than Ruth was. And so to see them square off in that matchup, to see, like, really, I think the 1-0 pitch in the at-bat was the one that was the big, like, moment. That's where Ohtani fired a fastball right in Trout's wheelhouse, and he was late on it, right? And then, you know, to watch it go full, to see some of the takes that Trout had, to see the hellacious slider that Ohtani ripped off at the end of it, like, we're not going to get that again. Even if Ohtani switches leagues in free agency and they face off in an all-star game, it would likely be in, like, the third inning. It's not going to happen in the ninth inning with the game on the line. So, yeah, I completely disagree with Chris. Chris doesn't seem to like the WBC, but, you know.
So,
whatever.
So I'm not taking anything away from Japan. Listen, the United States lineup, Betts and Trout and Goldschmidt and Arenado and Schwarber and Turner. I mean,
that's really good.
It's really, really good. But then you get to the pitchers, Kelly, Loop, Freeland, Adam, Bednar, not exactly Verlander and Scherzer. So what do you think that maybe the guys, the top guys, maybe saw what this was, and maybe next time the best pitchers in the game for the U.S. also participate?
I think that's the hope. I mean, there, you know, Adam Wainwright said to us after the semifinal game that he would tell everyone, position players, pitchers, that you have to be involved in this. I think we saw it a little bit with the, you know, when the U.S. won in 17, Trout said he kind of kicked himself for turning down an offer to be a part of a team, and so he was first in line this time through. I think they lost their kind of congressional whip in Bryce Harper when Harper had to pull out because of injury, because Harper's the kind of guy that can twist some arms. You know, he's get that kind of cachet. So, I don't know. I think, and I also think that a number of those kind of best pitchers are in a spot right now in their career where they don't have their future secured. So, like, in 3 years, Corbin Burns and Brandon Woodruff, who are the Blues, and think they're going to have big new contracts, you know. Maybe Garrett Cole feels a little differently about where he's at with the Yankees, and he participates. And so, like, I think there's a lot of things that could change the next time through. And I'm hopeful. But like, let's not make any mistakes here. Like, the starting pitching wasn't why the U.S. didn't win, right? Like, their offense was good for a couple of games. And then, you know, they had to face a string of really talented Japanese relievers in that game. This is not unlike any other, you know, high-leverage major league game that we see anymore where they never saw the same pitcher twice, right? So they had to kind of go through that as well. And these were arms that they had never seen before. And everybody in Japan threw out there. There wasn't really anybody that was throwing, you know, 87 miles an hour. I think I saw that Japan by themselves had like 50 pitches that were over 100 miles an hour, and they weren't all Ohtani in this tournament. And the U.S. didn't have any that broke 98. So, you know, like there were a couple of other factors that were in there too. But yeah, I would like to see some of the bigger name pitchers be involved the next time too. And I'm hopeful we will in 2026. The event is really cool.
Boy, if you don't recognize the brilliance of Mike Farren calling Bryce Harper the congressional whip, I can't do anything for you. It's the first time I've ever heard a reference to a leadership role as congressional whip in my life.
You know what I mean, right?
Like, no, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah,
you know?
The guy who's got to whip the votes, and yeah. So I want to ask you about one of the things that happens with World Cup soccer is that players from different countries, it becomes a springboard opportunity into opportunities in Premier League, La Liga, you know, these premier into more money and prestigious opportunities. Are we going to see that in baseball with the World Baseball Classic as well, where there's some players who basically are one of the ancillary benefits is that major league teams now are going to be scouting every single aspect of World Baseball Classic?
It's interesting. It's a really good question. I mean, I think the thing is that most of the players here are known commodities. Right.
Yeah.
And players that are on, let's say, some of the more competitive international rosters like Japan or Korea, there are some restrictions on players if they are in their professional leagues making it to the States. Right. You're probably aware of the posting system, right, and how that works with Japan and Korea, where if a player wants to come over and they're not a free agent in their country, then the team has to post them internationally, and there's a 30-day window, and they get a cut of the contract. And so, like that, I think from that standpoint, I don't know that it changes very much. I think at the lowest level, what you do see is guys getting other opportunities. And there's been some cool stories about that. There was a kid named Duque Aber from Nicaragua who struck out, I want to say it was like Juan Soto, Manny Machado. There were three all-stars. Rafael Devers, I think it was.
It was Devers was the third, yeah.
3 months, right?
Yep.
And he got signed, like, right after that outing by the Tigers, right? Maybe less sexy, but Hernan Perez, who's playing the big leagues a lot, didn't have a job, was playing well for Venezuela. The Twins signed him. So, like, those kind of things happen. But I think for the most part, the year players that are on clubs' radars, I do think that a good performance in the WBC can kind of open some eyes. And Jurgen Profar signed with the Rockies after performing for the Netherlands, and we thought Profar was going to end up in the majors anyway. And then see Jerry Sanchez sign, he's the catcher for the Dominican. But I think that there's that possibility. But the way amateur scouting works, very rarely will this unearth someone for scouts that they haven't seen before. But, like, if we go back to the Japan semifinals, we all got a chance to see Rossi Sasaki for the first time. And Sasaki touching 102 at 21 years old was pretty remarkable. And, like, in 5 years or whatever, when he's a free agent in Japan and he comes to the States, that's going to be really exciting. We as fans are going to have a point of reference on him now.
John Smoltz was raving about Sasaki. I mean, like, he's going to be a bajillion-dollar player. I really like Murakami, the hitter.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy, I think, is going to make himself a ton of money as well after seeing what he can do. I mean, he came up huge.
Yeah, he's 23, too. Yeah. And he's got baked into his contract that he has to be posted after the 2025 season. So we know he's going to come over like age 25, which is pretty incredible. So I think that to me is pretty remarkable too. And then there's, you know, Yamamoto, who is the starter that finished, that piggybacked with Sasaki in the semifinal game against Mexico. Yamamoto has won the last two Japanese versions of the Cy Young Award. They call it the Sawamura Award. It's kind of a cool story. Named after a kid who struck out like a host of all-stars on a Japanese, you know, U.S. tour back in the 30s, you know, with like Charlie Gehringer and Lee Gehrig and such a kid at 17. But he's won back-to-back Sawamura Awards. He's expected to be posted this next winter. And he looks like he's a guy that can, like, he's out of the Masahiro Tanaka, Hiroki Kuroda mold in that he can plug right into like the number two and number three slot in the big league rotation and be pretty good.
This isn't going anywhere, is it? I mean, despite the Altuve, despite the Diaz, despite all the furor about right before the season starts, we got these injuries. Is there a better? You can't do it in the middle of the season, right, Mike? And you in November does that make any sense?
No, because I think guys are smoked by that point. You know, you had to shut down for a month and then ramp back up. And if you're playing in the playoffs, there's no way you're going to perform in it. So I just think. Like, there's not a perfect time to do it, but this is the one that seems to work the best. And remember, that's not just the league that's negotiated that, it's the Players Association, too. And players really are, I think, driving this event at this point because they really seem to enjoy it. And so they've kind of decided that this is the spot that is both the least intrusive and probably the best to be able to do it. And I mean, like, listen, I think it's a great advertisement for the season, too, right? Like, are you more fired up about the year than you would be at it? Well, that's unfair to ask, I guess, because the Astros just won the World Series. But in most places, I mean, I think this is good to get to Jazz. It's almost a bummer that we have to get back to spring training days for a week.
Yeah, it ain't great for us, what with Daniel Bard hitting Jose Altuve. Yeah. You know that
he's going to be fine, though. He'll be fine. I'm not worried about Altuve.
No, he'll come back, and yeah. Hopefully he'll come back the same. We shall see. We really appreciate it, Mike. Thanks for getting up. We appreciate, and you know that you put a lot of time into this, and you were traveling and everything else. So really nice of you to be with us this morning here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Mike Farron, Mike_Farron on Twitter. Mike_Ferrin on Twitter. Time to talk right now about my peeps over at Resto Pros, Daniel and Nikki. Fantastic at what they do, okay? Here's the deal. If you are a management company, you manage apartment buildings, if you are a roofer, if you are a plumber, if you go to places that have leaks, if you have go to places that, you know, the roof cracked and there's water damage and, you know, how do we get this? You need a restoration company. Call these guys, okay? They are fantastic. Think of this, 975restoration.com. They were fantastic for me. Daniel is so conscientious, and he is, I mean, thorough and makes sure that everything is going to be done perfectly. And sometimes it takes a little while. They got to extract that water. But listen, in the long run, he saved us so much money. He saved us so much heartache, so much not replacing our floors and everything else. It was fantastic what they did for us, and they'll do for you as well. So if you have any issues whatsoever with any kind of water damage, any kind of damage, water extraction, removal of wet materials, applying antimicrobial agent, all of these things, 975restoration.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
You got a website that's garbage? I mean, I hate to be that rough about it, but if you got a website that's old, that's outdated, and you still just say, I just don't want to put the money into it, this will be fine, this will be fine. Well, I hope you don't have any competition at all, because if you got competition and their website is well-designed, the first thing people are going to think is, you are not well-run, and they are well-run. That's the first thing, and I hate to say it, but it's just like buying a home. The curb appeal is a big deal. Even though the interior may be better, if the curb appeal isn't good, a lot of people won't even take a look at the interior. Why don't you dress up your curb appeal by having SiteJab come in and fix your website. They can build it up from the ground floor. All the back end stuff will be taken care of. The front end design is they're going to use the analytics of all the information they have regarding things that keep the engagement of the viewer for longer, whether it's color scheme, font, layout, certainly layout and positioning and efficiency of getting to the information quickly is a huge, huge deal. But with SiteJab, all you have to do is go to sitejab.com and look at their own website. Look at the products that they offer from a business standpoint and look at the people that they have worked with and go see for yourself what they're able to do. SiteJab has been here in Houston over 20 years, Houston, San Antonio, and they are ready to take care of your website for you. sitejab.com.
Of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 9:35 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. You better get in a hurry. Thanks to Mike Farron and Charles Davis. That was great. We had a nice couple of conversations with those guys. Good stuff, good stuff. Have we hit on everything today? Todd McShay says that the top 2023 running back, Bijan Robinson, more talented than Saquon Barkley. Agree?
Not coming out. I mean,
what you have, okay, let me hear you.
I had a 7.3. I had a super high grade on him. Okay. I had a really high grade on because Saquon was a more explosive, like his athletic profile was off the charts.
Here's Todd McShay on Bijan.
I haven't talked to a team field that doesn't have Bijan Robinson just purely ranked on talent in their top seven.
He's unbelievable.
And he's one of the seven best players in this draft.
He's amazing. And
I thought Saquon Barkley was sensational coming out of Penn State. I'll make this argument. You can mark it down right now. What is this, March 21st? I think Bijan Robinson is more talented coming out of Texas, more complete, has more explosiveness, creates more missed tackles than Saquon Barkley did. And Saquon obviously had some injuries early in his career, but we saw it last season, what he can be in the NFL, how special he is. I think Bijan is that and maybe a little bit more.
Now, Todd's working off of hindsight. My guess is if you went back and listened to Todd 4 years ago, you hear a little different story. But Saquon has like got rare physical attributes, just rare for a running back. But he wasn't a tough runner between the tackles. He wasn't a physical like tackle breaker between the tackles, which is people didn't believe it because of his size, but it was all there on tape. It's in my notes that I wrote up on him, but I still gave him a really high grade. But I also gave Bijan a really high grade. Like if I had to rewrite, you know, with more experience, if I had to rewrite Saquon Barkley, I would have given him a lower grade. I still would have been over a 7.0, which is Pro Bowl with a chance to be all pro. My Saquon grade is I now have him as the third highest player in the draft. Just behind Will Anderson and Jalen Carter, I've got Saquon, and then I've got Bryce Young. So I'm very high on Saquon Barkley. That's a little bit of hindsight for him to say that. But I don't disagree with what he says about how good Bijan Robinson can be, obviously. I think Bijan's going to be really, really good in the league. He's not more explosive than Saquon Barkley. I don't believe that. Now, he is physical. People don't give him – he is a really physical finisher, and he can teeter-totter between elusive and physical. So at any point, you could be sitting there on your heels thinking you got to watch for him to – you know, to try to elude you, and all of a sudden he's sticking you with his helmet and he's running, he's truck sticking you. Similarly, if you're locking in and you're about to go heads up with him, he's shaking you and you're falling on the ground. So you never know if you're going to get the elusive run by Bijan or if you're going to end up catching a mouthful of helmet, you know, which is what makes him effective to me is he can go between finesse or force anytime he wants.
Absolutely. Rockets are signing guard DJ Augustine to a contract for the rest of the season.
He wanted out last year. He couldn't wait to get out. That's kind of strange.
Well, probably because, there's nothing better out there. You know what he found out?
Hey, we're getting too close in some of these games now.
No, he found out that maybe the grass isn't always greener, Lance.
What, okay? In Pearland?
Maybe
where he was retired.
You thought it was going to be better out there, and it's not.
Or he just picks up some nice. Yeah, he's like, hey, you know what? I don't have to be around these guys that long. I get, you know what? I'll finance my trip to France. We'll just go to France. We'll make the Europe trip. I get a little paycheck here. We'll, you know, catch $35,000, $40,000, whatever it's going to be. And we'll have a really nice trip to the south of Spain, me and my family, for 2 weeks. Maybe we'll 3 weeks. We'll do that. Spend a month in France. I'll just sit on the bench for a little bit.
And then come. You give me my money. Give me my money,
Rockets. Give me my money, and then I'll pay for my trip with that.
That is. I think that's all. James Harden, we mentioned, he had to sit out last night because of Achilles. I mean, I really, really believe that this is something that you've got to. You know what, James Harden coming here and actually, you know, teaching. I don't know about teaching those guys about, you know, basketball wise. I'd like for him to teach the guys. Off the court wise, not a great instructor for young players, but now with an Achilles problem at his age, as much wear and tear as he's had.
He's played a lot of minutes, a lot of basketball.
I don't know anymore. I mean, you really got to look at that if you're going to bring James Harden in. I don't think there's any question about that. He's had to sit the last two back-to-backs in the second game of the back-to-back, so that's not something that we are looking for. Lamar Jackson has been a big headline. A representative not certified by the NFL Players Association has contacted multiple teams on behalf of Lamar Jackson.
I don't think that's who. I bet it's St. Omni.
Probably.
Because he did that with Roquan Smith. He did that with, well, he didn't do it with. Well, there are some people who believe St. Omni isn't a real person. It's Verbal Kent. It's Kaiser Soze, you know. There's a belief that St. Omni is just the player and that Roquan. But Ian Rappaport said St. Omni is a real person. But he said, is it just a name that players give themselves? Or is it, you know, he goes, he's a real person. He goes, well, is it like Laremy Tunsil's calling himself St. Omni? Is that like a player? He goes, I'm not going to say anything else. I'm not talking anymore about St. Omni. He said that on the Pat McAfee show. So St. Omni is basically this mythical character that no one's seen. I asked Ryan Poles, I said, did you ever talk to St. Omni or see him? He goes, nope. I've never saw him with Roquan Smith. Never seen him. Never talked to him. So, but he's also supposedly a guy who is, I don't know, somebody apparently is tracking down, but there's not a picture of him. And when they call the office where he works, the secretary says he's never in the same place at the same time very often. Something real weird like that. And so my guess is this is going to be the whole St. Omni thing for Lamar Jackson. If he's the uncertified person,
It's
going to be Lamar Jackson, I bet. I mean, I bet it's going to be the St. Omni guy.
Probably. Well, but Ravens fans are losing their minds. Just because he's contacted different teams doesn't mean that he doesn't want to be with the Ravens.
He's ready to
move on.
No, he has to.
Well,
but Ravens fans should lose their minds because he's never really showed an interest in negotiating in good faith. The Ravens have not been able to meet him anywhere near his demands.
Right.
And maybe haven't even come up. I don't know. It doesn't look like there is that both sides want this to be resolved. So, you know, if the Ravens want him, I do believe the Ravens want him.
They just don't want to pay the price tag. But Florio's like, okay, so wait a minute. This guy is calling all these teams and he's saying, hey, you don't know me. I don't know you. We haven't worked together in the past. We likely won't work together in the future, but I need a favor. Lamar really wants to stay with the Ravens. Would you consider signing him to an offer sheet that the Ravens would then match? And what's in it for you? Well, nothing. So will you do it? No, it makes sense. Lamar wants to move on. I mean, everything indicates that Lamar doesn't want to be in Baltimore.
Right.
I mean, everything.
No, the fans should get ready and get used to that.
Yeah. And so Baltimore better get ready for it, too, with this draft.
And I'm not sure that they want to. It's okay, getting to the point now where there's certainly going to be a number they don't want to
make. What are the Colts going to give up? If the fourth pick and what else?
First next year.
That's it? The fourth and two next ones. Year's first?
Yeah.
It ain't going to be much. That first ain't going to be a very good one if Lamar's on that team.
No. Can you negotiate additional compensation? for your trade.
I mean, if he plays so many games.
Well, here's the thing. If he signs the offer sheet, right? And the Colts sign him away and they don't match, you get two firsts. That's what it is. That's what the rule is. I don't think there's any other way that you can get additional compensation. I think it comes down to a number. If he gets over $200 million guaranteed, I do not think the Ravens will match. But the Ravens are going to have a lot of pressure from their fan base. If Lamar officially gets an offer, there's going to be a lot of pressure from their fan base to match. And you know what? If somebody tries to do a short offer like 3 years, I'll bet the Ravens match that.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, he's going to want. He ain't going to sign no 3-year deal with another team. He's going to sign a 5-year deal or more.
Yeah. Well, 3-year gets him to the market when the quarterback numbers are even higher.
Yeah, right.
And if he stayed healthy, but you know.
He wants that big guaranteed money.
I know, but if you had a 3-year, $130 million deal, like.
I think he wants more the guarantee.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what.
No, I know, but you could guarantee the whole thing. You could guarantee 3 years, $120 million. You give him $40 million a year. 3 years, $120 million. And you go, I mean, you're being short-sighted if you don't. If you're Lamar Jackson.
But the Ravens already offered him $133 million for 3.
I think it was 4 years, right?
I think it was 3.
You think it was?
I'm pretty sure it was 3.
Because that would be, what, 45, yeah. Almost 44? Yeah. I mean, then that's short-sighted by him. He really should take that. And here's why.
Unless he doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, but that unless he doesn't want to be there. That guaranteed money is you're set for life.
Might have been
right?
4 years. Might have been 4.
You're
I
set
look
for
up.
Life. But what I'm saying is you get to the market again before you're 30 years old, you're going to get another mega deal. You're thinking short term. The next contract would be 4 years at, you know, $200 million is what the next deal would be for you, more than likely, based on the salary cap going. So you're talking about getting 300. You're talking about a 7-year $333 million deal. That's you're not Kirk Cousins showed you the way that it can work.
Yes. Yes.
Kirk Cousins showed you the way that you get everything guaranteed. Laremy Tunsil showed you the way it could should work. Quarterbacks are screwing this. Some of the quarterbacks are screwing this up. Lamar Jackson really needs to look at this as I'll take a 3-year deal, fully guaranteed, and then I'll go out and get a 4-year deal after that. And yep. I'll call it a wrap and I'll have over $300 million guaranteed.
All right. We got News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, I got my man Carlos Silva from the Morley Law Firm joining us here to talk about the greatness that is the Morley Law Firm. What up, Carlos?
What's up, John and Lance? Things are going great over here. We're rocking and rolling with immigration cases, criminal cases, personal injury cases, industrial injury, medical malpractice. Anybody has a problem, we will find a solution for that problem.
They always do. I mean, you got to get your and listen, a consultation here, and in some instances on civil cases, you don't pay anything until you win. I know that's the way the Morley Law Firm always wants to go about it, right?
That's absolutely correct. If we can find a way to go after an insurance company for something that happened to you, we will go after them at no cost to you. Zero.
Mm-hmm. Zero. And this is what they work on all the time. Listen, they're going to work. They're going to give you attention is the most important thing, Carlos. If I have a claim, if I have an issue, if I retain the Morley Law Firm, I want that attention that they're going to give me.
It's 1,000% right. People call because they want to know what's happening with their cases. They want to know on a daily basis, sometimes on a weekly basis, but we will always keep them informed. When we get a call, they get a call.
That's it. That's the Morley Law Firm. If you any issue whatsoever, say habla español for those of you that have any immigration issues, and there's not a lot of law firms that deal with the immigration like the Morley Law Firm does on a daily basis, make the call Morley Law, 713-839-9955 or MorleyLaw.com. Thanks, Carlos.
Thanks, John. See you, Lance.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. News of the Weird is brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, don't feast. It's that simple. Lance, let me ask you. You're a food review guy, right? You're a foodie.
Yeah, I like the restaurants.
And you see reviews and you...
I pay attention to reviews on certain sites, certain people.
Have you ever seen a review of the host?
Like the host and hostess?
No. the host, like when you go to communion and you get the bread, the body of Christ.
A review?
Yeah.
No, I have not.
Apparently this happened in Manila, shut down the church. The Twitter review was this. He said, on Twitter, he said the communion wafer he received tasted like breakfast cereal and was not soggy and had a satisfying crunch. This, however, prompted the church to be really PO'd. Nice to hear you're sorry. Maybe now's the time for you to get to know and experience the Eucharist as the source and summit of Christian's life, as we Catholics call it.
Well, why did they shut down a church?
I don't know. They were PO'd.
They were clearly mad that he made a joke about it.
Masses for students at the Ateneo de Manila University have been suspended since Tuesday, this article says.
Feels like an overreaction to someone's...
Just a bit. And he actually had a positive one.
Yeah.
He said, like, breakfast cereal.
I'm still trying to figure this out.
Okay. If you hear a knock on a door, do you answer the door, Lance?
Yeah, I look now.
You do?
I'm not as trusting anymore.
Well, a Florida man,
I usually try to look.
Florida man didn't look. Apparently, an alligator knocked on his door, and when he opened it, bit him on the thigh.
That can't be true.
The man was taken to a hospital, non-life-threatening. The alligator was euthanized.
Candygram.
He was watching TV with his wife. The animal made a noise at the door. When Hollingsworth opened it, he saw the reptile, and it bit him. He actually says it actually knocked on the door. An Ozarks church leader. I go to the Ozarks a lot. We go up to. We
money
like,
laundering?
Well, not to money launder. We just go up there because we like the Big Cedar Lodge. An Ozarks church leader claims.
You dumbass.
Prayer.
Tell me what to do.
Regrew a woman's toes. Do you think a woman's toes can regrow if you pray for them? You like pretty feet. Are they better with new toes that have been prayed for?
I saw a video yesterday of a girl, a cute blonde girl, at a bar. And she says, if I beat you guys, if any one of you beat me in rock, paper, scissors, then I will buy you, I'll buy all four of you a drink. But if I beat all of you, then you have to buy my friends a drink. And they go, okay. There's young guys, young girls, they're at a bar. I couldn't tell if there's an accent, if they're Irish or English or if it's the U.S. And she goes like this, ready? One, two, shoot. And her hand, it's like
a stub.
She's like, and she's got like one finger kind of, and she starts laughing. I mean, great sense of humor. And they're like, everyone goes, oh. All the guys go, you win. And she's like, you owe me a drink now. And I'm like, I respect the hustle.
Cute girl?
Cute girl.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. I like that. She's leaning into it. That's great. And finally tonight, a Superbook employee has been fired. He's been accused of child grooming. He showed second graders how to fill out a March Madness bracket. Do you think that's a fireable offense?
I think that's a promotable offense.
Absolutely. You should
It's not an offense. It's a promotable event.
Yes.
You show them how to... Wait, what? Somebody got fired for helping kids fill out a bracket?
Yeah.
Unless you tell me that he made them pony up $20, this is... We're not... We got a problem here. Where did this happen? I want to go... just go protest.
Well, and here she is, too. That's a shame.
She got fired for helping kids.
Yeah.
You know what? That is. Fired. Let me see. Where did this happen?
This happened in someplace. March Madness bracket, according to this. I don't know. Doesn't matter.
I need to know. I need to protest.
You're going to go protest there?
Look at that girl. How did she get fired? You can't fire her for anything.
I taught them about filling out a bracket. There wasn't any gambling involved, just trying to do something with kids, sports, and math.
I swear to
you. Being viewed as grooming. I'm sorry if it didn't go the way I intended, you dumbass company.
Well, how did it
company.
Not go?
Yeah, I would never fire her.
This is like you've ended this on a very sour note.
I know, it is a sour note.
This really makes me mad. Somebody got fired?
We're done.
For helping kids fill out a bracket?
Yes, we're done, and Paul Gallant is next. Right now, though, I'm talking about... Hey, listen, they probably, you know what? You should have called HR and P. They wouldn't have fired her. HR would have said, listen.
You would have said, is this fireable offense? They'd say, no.
Heck no. It was she you was see, teaching him math skills.
You see what we let Granato get away with?
Yeah.
No, I mean, everything's fine.
Yes. I mean, if Granato can continue to work, then then she could continue to work. Well, I don't know how HRP would handle it. All I know is that HRP does handle our HR. They handle our payroll. They handle our taxes. They handle everything, and they do it flawlessly. The technology is second to none. If you want to see it, it's on the Beltway up there just north of 290, I think. And it's just fantastic. Fantastic what HRP does. Mike Holly and Chris Fisher and Kevin Robler and all of them. They're all fantastic at what they do. I love the company. I've been loving the company. We love the company here. You ask Laura about them, and she's going to tell you that it's one of the best decisions that we made as a business is to not do the payroll ourselves, is to let them do it and do it perfectly. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your money. Get back to selling your widgets with HR&P. HRP.net. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Send the Brayman
bacon for everybody.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.